It's the Squizzy Show. We just set the mic up and we go. What's this episode about, man? We don't even know. And maybe we just might have some topics to say, but chances are that's a no, we'll do the show anyway.
We begin this story back in 2003, where a hardcore nerd meets a geek named James. They played and played TSC until they got bored and got busy on the internet making a show called Squizzy.
It's Squizzy, S-Q-N, the Izzy, recording it down straight from his dad, Izzy.
No one really knows what it's about. They scream and they rave and sometimes shout. They seem racist and they're sometimes loud, but they make you laugh till you cover your mouth.
Izzy coming at you like a dog with rabies, attacks the nearest girl and gives you some babies. SQ hasn't quite gotten it down with the ladies, but he would do anything just to give us ratings.
Cause they're witty and they're funny and they never really seem to need any sort of fan support, you see, because the show is just about their lives and the average everyday things that happen to you.
And me.
Hey Gene.
Hey man, what's up?
Do you like our show?
I listen to it all the day.
I love the show.
It's so good.
It's amazing. So great. I can't. If I had nothing to listen to, I would listen to the Squizzy Show all
day. I listen
day.
To it when I'm in the shower, when I'm making dinner, every single waking
Squizzy
moment.
Show. What do you need to know show. About the show? Well, they're racist and complacent about some things that make you cringe. They sometimes laugh when they pass wind, but it's all in fun. They don't mean it.
And all of you give your props to Hackamedia. It costs us a little, but it's media.
So sit back and enjoy the show, because here we go. Comments,
bitches.
Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Yeah. I like the Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. This is our show.
Can you wear it? Can you wear it?
Can you like it? Yeah. This is the show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Go. Wow.
Hey guys, this is Squizzy. This is also Izzy from Squizzy, bringing you episode of Squizzy 15. Screwing this up. We're gonna keep going. We're going to talk about some stuff, some of the comments.
Mm-hmm.
I have Gene here with me.
I am here. In the studio with us again today is Elise.
Hey everybody, welcome to Elise.
Hello.
How did you guys like that that intro song?
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple different ones, so we chose to go with this one this time. we're going to have, we're going to rely on the comments to tell us which one is better. So we'll go with this one this time, and then the next show we'll do our other.
Do the next one. Right.
Yeah.
We put in a lot of work on these, so we really hope that you like them.
Mixing all the sounds. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of work, but well worth it. Time well spent.
I think so. I think they sound really great, both of them.
Yeah.
And we don't actually know which one you heard. Isaiah tried to play it off and cover it up like he was cool. But since, we edit the show actually after we record, we don't know which one we're going to put in there. But whichever one it is, we're confident that it's a good one.
They're both excellent.
Yeah, they're both really good.
If any of you want a theme song to your show, you can have me and Gene do it.
Yeah, we'll make it for you.
Yeah, we're good.
Except for UT Crazy's show. We're not going to make one for you.
Yeah, UT Crazy, I don't think you'd want us to make one for your show. It'd probably have to do with being Canadian and eating bacon and being uninformed, but
beautiful man.
Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about this new fad. Well, not really a new fad. It's been around for a while.
It's not even a fad. Okay, I'm gonna take
it's
it
a
from.
Way of life.
I'm gonna take it here because
Gene knows more about it than me.
I did discover it. Well, basically, for the Indiana Jones and all of us, there's this website called geocaching. And it's exactly what you think it is. It's where people cash in on geos.
That's absolutely not true.
No?
No, Gene.
Is that not what it is?
There. I think that was not the booger. Was it the booger?
No, it was not the booger. Okay. We'll talk about... It could have been. I don't know. I just picked up whatever was on the table and I threw it at you. It could have been the booger.
Awesome. It's close to my mouth. Man, it's terrible. All right. Geocaching is, in fact, not cashing in on geos. It is a giant, not group of people, but a society.
Really, it is.
Yeah. You takes objects, or like a can, puts stuff in the can, and then hides the can somewhere.
In the world.
No one really knows where. But that's what geocaching, the site, is about. What's this site, actually? Isn't the name of the site geocaching?
Yeah, that's it. Geocaching.com.
You go there, you type in your zip code, and it tells you what the locations of various
caches,
various cache spots around you, and you go out and you find these.
Right, and there are people actually in your area that are hiding these things. Usually, people are like, "Well, there's none near me." I thought as much. I live in a suburb. And there are literally probably, what do you think, 50?
50 at least, just within a 2-mile radius.
Oh, there's a lot. If you're in a high population area, they're going to be there. I mean, this is a community of people from all around the world. They have sex and organization skills. They have people in different areas with management
sex.
Titles. I meant sections. I said sex, but I meant...
Second. S-E-C-T.
I meant, yeah, S-E-C-T. and they hide things, and you go out and find them.
It didn't sound good to me at first, but when me and Gene got out there at night, we actually went out to a nature reserve, which I had no idea was literally a mile away from Gene's house. Went out and you get out in the woods, you're running around, you know, looking for these things, and they give you these clues and. And you're out in nature and the fresh air. It's really a, you know, just breath of fresh air from the normal everyday things we do sitting in front of our computer. It's just really fun to get out there. And we were out there for like 3 hours.
We were out there for a while.
Running around, you know, the creeks and the trees and hiding from rabbits and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a fun story. Isaiah swears that let me paint the picture for you. It's sort of eerily quiet.
It's dark outside.
Yeah.
We do this at night.
Pitch black. We do it at night because it's more fun that way, we think.
More elite.
Yeah. And Isaiah hears this crackling in the distance. So he motions me down and he's like, shh, be quiet. There's a coyote. And Isaiah's freaking out. He starts to whimper and cry a little.
That's not true. And I'm like, let's go get it. Let's go straight towards the noise.
And anyway, so we track it for a little ways, maybe about 100 feet, and out pops this little bunny rabbit.
It wasn't little.
It was actually pretty big.
It's one of the biggest rabbits I've seen.
But it was a bunny rabbit, no less.
Yeah, yeah, there's a couple of them, I see, and while we're watching this, I hear this crackling behind us. I turn around, I shine, lo and behold, there's some shiny... animal eyes looking right at me. I never figured out what it was, but I saw the eyes, and then I heard it scamper away.
Mm-hmm.
Gene missed this, but
I did. I didn't see it. I think honestly that he made it up to cover up, sort of take the focus off the fact that we've been tracking this cute, lovable little bunny.
Hey, there was a coyote.
It was a bunny.
And it was scary, freaking me out, man.
Yeah. No, but we did have some scary experiences while we were there, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. And all of this, mind you, just picture yourself doing this, you know. It might not sound fantastic, but it's real out there experiences you don't just get from sitting in front of your computer. So everything about it is cool.
Mm.
So we're out there. This is after the rabbit experience. We had walked I would at least say 2 miles down this trail. We're walking and walking down this trail because we swore we were going to get to the end of the trail before we turned back and went to my car in the middle of the night.
Well, we decided that we would have to find at least one of the geocaches.
Right.
This was going to be my goal before I would allow us to actually leave the park.
Right, well, we... Previous to what we were talking about, we had already found it.
Yeah, we did actually find one.
Yeah, and it was amazing, because this is at night, and this was a tin...
It was an Altoids can.
An Altoids can for, like, those new sour Altoids, but it was painted black.
Right.
Hidden behind a tree, and we found it in at
night. In the middle of the night.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Didn't have anything in it, but I put a quarter in it.
Yeah, for the next guy.
For the next person that finds it. But, so we're heading down the trails, you know, just at night, you know, not really making any noise, kind of looking around for what seemed to be obvious spots to hide things in, and what happens? We're next to a creek.
Right.
We're next to a creek.
Which is more like a river. It's a big creek.
Big creek, yeah. And we hear this really loud, large splash in the creek. Like, nothing natural could have made the splash unless it was, like, a 500-pound catfish jumping out of the water or something. It was a really large splash. And we're, the first thing that pops into my head is someone's dumping a body in the river. So we turn off our flashlights. We crouch down on our hands and knees and start crawling. Really on our hands and knees, we're like ducking down.
Yeah.
And we make it to the edge of the creek, and we're looking around, shining the flashlight, looking for any sort of thing that could have made this noise.
Nothing.
Couldn't find anything. It was.
We did find a what do you call it?
A sock.
A sock. Yeah, we did find
a sock.
A sock
in a bush. It's actually been kind of hitting me in the back of my brain every once in a while, that sock. Stuck in a bush. It's like probably 2 feet off the ground, just a white sock, soaking wet, stuck in a bush.
Yeah.
What's the story behind a sock?
I don't
in a
know.
Bush?
How did it get there?
It baffles my mind. Somebody, I don't know.
Took off
the
their
sock?
Sock?
It,
it
the
looked
sock
like it could have been a child's sock when I was looking at it.
Or a girl.
Or a girl?
Girl sock.
Small girl?
Yeah.
An Asian?
Not even a small girl.
No, you don't think so?
Girl socks all look like that.
All right, look at Elise's foot. Uh-huh. It is huge. It is easily just as big as my foot.
She has big feet, but her socks are small.
Okay.
It's weird.
All right. But, so big feet, small socks.
Cute and cuddly feet. All right,
no.
All right. Yeah, we find this sock, and we're looking around, shining flashlights for seconds and turning them off. And we hear another huge splash.
Yeah.
We still can't find it. It was the mafia dumping bodies.
That's the only thing that we could come up with. And also, we found this sort of swing rope.
Yeah.
Which was kind of interesting.
It was cool. Like for swinging into...
The creek.
The creek.
Which
I would never do.
Which is really probably, what, 3 feet deep? The max?
At that point, for there to be a swingy rope like that, I would say it has to be deeper.
But it's a creek, man. We can practically see the bottom, and it's night.
Yeah.
It can't be that deep.
Well, that swing rope had probably been there for a long time.
You think maybe it's there for when it's just it rains a lot or something?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know either. I'm not the swing rope master.
I'm not either.
He lives in Detroit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We should bring him on the show.
Ask him why. But
it was a good experience overall.
It was
and
a lot of fun. I really want to do it. I would do it today, but it just rained. And
very unlike the last
muddy.
Time we did it when it was completely soggy and muddy everywhere.
But at
we
least
went.
That was like firm mud. This would be sloshy, covered to your ankles mud.
Yeah. It was fun because there was one distinct time where we were walking through two large sort of overhanging on the trail. I guess they were cedar trees.
Some kind of tree.
Some tree. And we hear these squeak, 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 squeak. Squeak, 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 squeak. And we were attacked by bats.
Yeah.
They flew at us in our faces.
Yeah.
They didn't, but they did make that noise, and
they
we did
it.
Run.
I broke off the trail at that point when they saw where the bats were coming from, pulled out my machete, cut away some of the foliage, and there was a cave.
Oh, there was a cave?
Yeah.
There was well, where big, was I during this?
There was this big cave. You were with me.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. Suddenly, I remember.
There was this cave. And we make it inside the cave. It's cobwebs, drippy noises and stuff out there. And that's where we find Michael Jackson in the cave.
Oh, we found him there. It turns out, actually, that that's where Michael Jackson has been hiding. And I can't get my mic right.
The real Michael Jackson.
The real one.
He was black, wearing pretty raggy clothes.
He was young, too.
Hat.
Fairly young.
He had a beard, though.
Yeah, oh, well, I mean.
Black, this, he was black. He had a beard, you know.
A black
beard.
Laying
on the ground, big jacket, torn up, like, pants and stuff.
Still dancing.
Yeah, he was good at dancing. And, you know, he asked us for some crack and stuff, but. That was Michael Jackson.
It was him.
I know it.
We saw him. He said he was, and that means he is.
Oh. So.
So we found him.
We did find him.
We know where he is.
If you want to know, you can call me, and I will tell you. I know.
Because, yeah.
That's one thing that I know.
That was
where Michael Jackson is.
That was pretty random.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I don't either, but it did happen.
So this guy... on Hacker Media commented on our show has a cat.
Oh, yeah. I think his name was Hooter the Clown. Does that sound right?
Hooter Huckles?
Huckles the Clown?
Something like that.
I don't know. Some sort of clown, but that's not what's important. The problem here is that he has a gassy cat.
Yeah, this kitty has the gas. And from what we understand, this guy keeps feeding his cat garlic.
Right.
And he came to the Squizzy Show asking for advice. And
first of all, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We're always here to help out with anything related to gas problems. And
absolutely.
I would consider myself a gas master as well as an
what do they call him? Gastrologist.
It would be a flatulologist.
I don't think so.
Got my doctorate in flatulology.
I can't say it.
Flatulology.
Flatulology.
Hey,
nurse over there. What is it? Gas. No. What is it called? A gas doctor.
Gastrointestinal pediatrician.
Right.
That'd be like gassy kid doctor.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, all right. But Honker.
Honker is the name that we were looking for. All right. Our resident nurse has told us that there's no such thing as a gas doctor. I think there is.
I will be the first. I'll take up the position, become the first gas doctor.
You know, I was looking at it, and like urologists. They make a lot of money.
They also have to look at a lot of genitalia.
That's true.
Of which would be attractive.
Not any.
Most of which.
Not any.
If anybody's having a problem.
Colonoscopy. That's not what it is. I'm telling you, it's like a gastrologist or something. All right, we're going to move on.
But Honker, I think what the problem is.
Well, Isaiah and I had talked about it a lot over the past couple weeks, and we both really have decided that pretty much the only solution here, you got really one of two choices.
Uh-huh.
You can kill your cat.
That's what I was leaning towards.
That would be the easiest.
And there's a million ways you can do this that would make it fun and entertaining for the whole family, but what's the other way?
Stop feeding it garlic.
Stop feeding garlic. That seems the most viable solution. you say you're feeding your cat garlic, and your cat is having gas problems.
No, wait. Does he actually say that he's feeding it garlic, or does it say that
it's just
he is running into the garlic and eating it?
Okay.
When she eats garlic.
My cat gets bad gas when she eats garlic. What should I do?
All right.
Well, if your cat... I think you've answered your own question there. It is perhaps... one of the dumbest questions I've ever been asked. It's like saying, I get hungry when I don't eat food. What should I do? Or I'm sleepy whenever I don't go to sleep. How do I fix this problem?
Now, the answer does seem obvious. Don't let it eat garlic. Don't feed it garlic. But
Keep it away from garlic.
We really want to stress this second option, which is just to kill the cat.
That was the first option.
The first option, even, yeah. We think and we feel very strongly that...
Cat out of the way.
It's just, yeah, why risk it?
No gas problems.
Why risk this happening again? Maybe it's not just garlic the next time.
I can't even say that I've experienced cat gas. I've experienced, you know, my fair share of dog gas. Mm-hmm. I don't know what cat poo smells like, but I've never had
cat
a flatulent
gas,
cat.
Cat gas is horrible. When I go to my mom has a cat. And
is it a flatulent cat?
It's a flatulent cat, I would say. And what it also likes, it likes the feel of the keyboard underneath its paws.
Like computer keyboard?
Yeah, so if I'm at my mom's and I'm using the computer, it likes to jump up and run across the keyboard.
I don't know if it's just the
and
keyboard.
And fart in my face.
Is it fart in your face?
It farts in my face as I pass. It
I
does it on purpose.
I think the obvious option here is to kill the cat.
That's... Luckily, the cat got hit by a car.
My favorite...
I didn't really have to worry about
...method
it.
Of killing the cat is the microwave method.
Ah, because not only does the cat burn, but it also explodes.
Yeah.
Because as we know, things that are warm, they expand.
Yeah, well...
That's
a law. The radiation...
In some science.
...boils the flesh. Now, if I were to do this... I would first shave the cat so that I could actually see the postulations going on the skin. And then I would put it in a bowl of its own hair so that the hair would get hot enough and eventually start boiling. Then the cat would cook in its own hair. And then when it exploded, you know, it'd be like boiled hair and cat.
It's good.
Everywhere.
Which part do you think would explode first? Probably the belly. Would just open up.
I would say the eyes.
The eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have to find a way to keep it still in the microwave, though. You wouldn't really have to, I guess.
It would kind of be fun just to watch it sort of bang its head repeatedly against the door trying to get out.
Oh, it's terrible to think about.
I like it. So there are your two options, buddy. We hope that one of them suits your needs.
Best of luck to you, Honker. Thanks for the question.
If you've got a question for Squizzy Radio that you think that maybe Isaiah or myself, Gene, could handle, leave a comment.
Yeah, comment to us, and we will answer. We will tell you to kill your cat.
We will. We think it's the best idea. Yeah. This is the best we've come up with so far.
Possibly.
I think.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get the community more involved.
Mm-hmm.
We experienced a very steady downgrade of comments.
Yeah, it's been terrible, so we're really trying to up the quality of the show here and get those comments flowing.
We like them.
We do. UT Crazy got pretty close to our...
Isaiah's getting a call.
Our comment record with his last
thing.
Did he
pass it?
He didn't pass it, no.
Okay, good.
No, but... It wasn't even related to
what
the
is
show.
The record? Maybe 32-ish?
32. 32? He got to like 12, so.
Really? Is that it? Well,
yeah.
Let's take a look real quick. I got the Hacker Media screen up, and I'm just going to scroll right on up and take a peek.
15 there. You were it's up some.
15?
15.
15.
And it's all talking about crap, you know, nothing cool.
Not really show related.
I think it all started whenever I commented, and people were like, holy crap, Squizzy, you know, cares about this show?
Yeah.
And instantly, the comments start flowing in
right.
From
We talk
Kizzle
a lot of crap.
UT over
we talk
over
a lot of crap about all the different shows. Fact is that we're pretty agnostic when it comes to the shows. We don't particularly like or dislike any of them, mostly because we don't really listen to them.
Yeah. Really, I have... Been making it a point to listen to some of the shows.
Right. Isaiah has been been... Let me try.
Okay.
Isaiah has been trying to become more active in the hacker media community, listening to the other shows.
Sometimes they're quite unlistenable.
Sometimes they are.
To say the least.
And maybe I caught sort of the early episodes of a lot of the shows, and I listened to a few of them. I didn't like them. I couldn't listen to two guys just talk about nothing forever.
This is the part in the parody movie where the two people look at the camera. But, you know, I think it's a lot to do, like, especially with UT Crazy shows. They're so young. I think these guys have to be 14, 15.
I don't know.
16, maybe.
I would not want to take that guess.
And Canadian.
That could be what it
My
does,
God.
That it's Canadian. I think Canadians inherently...
Kizzle's not Canadian, is he?
No, I hope UT. Not. But My I think Canadians are inherently bad at radio. That they're
what,
actually.
What famous Canadian radio personality do you know of? I don't know of.
Drawing
any.
A blank
what,
here.
What famous Canadian personality do you know of?
I think Tom Green is.
And look at him. Look at what he does.
Humping a dead moose. That was his last claim to fame.
The last time, the only time a Canadian gets famous, Wayne Gretzky was Canadian, right?
True, but he had amazing skill.
I don't know if he was really Canadian. I'm not sure. But he was a hockey player, so I assume he was Canadian. They have hockey, and look at that. There's not even a hockey season right now.
True. I think the last thing... that's an interesting thing to talk about there, the hockey season. It's
lack of hockey.
Going, not going, going, not going. I think I hear that they're
because
in talks again now.
Because they're sick of not getting paid as much as other professional
now,
players.
I don't know exactly what it is. I'm not a big sports guy myself. Do you know what's going on? I heard it was because
just the pay.
I heard it was because that they didn't want salary caps.
Yeah.
For their organizations like football has.
Right. But who cares? They still get paid a crap load of money.
I know.
That's just they want more money.
This is a difference.
Let me and Gene will play hockey and get paid the price that they're not getting paid now since they're not playing. Easily, I will do
oh,
this.
Yeah.
I will play hockey. I don't even know how to ice skate, and I'll play it. Because I want money. I want
no,
that.
I actually
I
can.
Want the money. It's not
I
going
I can
anywhere.
Ice skate. You know, I used to play hockey.
There are going to be people desperate enough to come and watch me play hockey.
Because there's no
even
season.
Even if I was by myself. Because there's no season, so they have nothing else to watch.
Isn't this instant message kind of getting on you?
No.
I have an instant message on my computer, and, you know, it's AIM.
Warm.
It's AIM, and it glows, you know, blinks orange on and off. And it's very tempting to just click on it and see who it
there
is.
There you go, Gene. All right.
Now anyway. We don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
I'm just going to put up an away right here real quick while we do it. Go ahead. Keep talking, my man.
It's getting really hot in Gene's room. It's kind of sweaty.
We turned off the fan because it makes noise when we try to talk.
We try and be professional. I was giving UT Crazy some tips on...
What does that have to do with the fan?
No, because we're trying to be professional and not have crappy sound like...
Oh, right.
We're trying to keep it professional. Keep it professional and not be like UT Crazy show where it's, you know, it sounds like they're speaking from cell phones, which I believe the other show.
There are shows that do record directly off of the
cell
phone,
which is ridiculous.
Not good at all.
If you're going to do a show, you need to try and do it right.
That's one of the things that I think makes our show that much more listenable is just because, you know, we've got this good equipment and, what?
Hey, we come through clearly.
We're very clear in our transmission. Isaiah, can you control your girlfriend, please?
Why are you laughing?
Isaiah is on my bed. Isaiah is in my chair. Elise is on my bed.
Giggling.
Giggling
like
a
little
girl.
Yeah.
I know. She is a girl, she says. All right, that is yet to
I'll
be proven.
I'll vouch for that. All right. Canadians suck. Next topic. Didn't have another topic.
Did we?
No. We didn't have one.
I think we did. It seems like we did.
Boogers.
Oh, the booger.
The booger floor.
All right.
I think in an early Squizzy episode.
Yeah, I think we have talked about this.
I don't know if we talked about it in Squizzy or...
Was it?
Just together. But we're talking about how everyone in the world picks their nose, right? And most people that are on computers like us and other people like...
just anyone.
Show,
really anyone who's on the computer.
Yeah. You pick your nose and you flick them. Or you put them on the bottom of your desk.
I
put mine on the bottom of my desk.
Do you really?
Sometimes. Or I'll flick them on the floor.
You flick them on the floor because there's this magical sort of quality about the floor. If you flick a booger on it, you'll never see the booger again.
The boogers disappear.
It does disappear.
I think that's part of, like, carpet ecology.
I don't know what it is. But
yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah. The boogers tend to completely disappear. We're had different theories behind disappearing... booger on floors.
Mm-hmm. At first, we thought that it was maybe the dog.
If you have a dog. And then I pointed out that I don't have a dog.
And still they're gone.
The boogers still just...
Now, then maybe you vacuum them up, but...
Gene doesn't vacuum. His floor, his carpet is green, coincidentally. And,
Now, there's several little things
There's things you
on
can see.
Ground,
you don't really see...
But they're, none of them are really boogers. They're... Chip crumbles, fuzz,
pubic hair,
and I do need to vacuum.
Yeah.
But recently,
bad.
I found one.
Yeah, Gene found a booger.
I did.
This is it right here.
Oh, we got it?
Yeah, we still have it.
All right.
We saved it because we were talking about the likelihood of ever finding a booger, and Gene apparently found one and saved it. For me.
I did.
To see. Now, are you sure that's a booger?
I think... Well, let's look at it a little bit closer. It looks like a booger because it has that sort of translucent glow to it.
It's
and
like
it's
green and kind of... There's like a little red / brown
yeah.
scabby looking thing. That's got to be a booger.
It's got to be. There's nothing else it could
confirmed.
Be. It's small. It's shriveled up. It's what...
The last thing to do is the taste test.
No, I don't think so. I found it. If we're going to do the taste test... You're going to earn your stripes right here tonight.
I'm not going to.
You're not going to do it?
I'm not going to do it. Unless I pretend to do it, and then we pretend like I'm doing it.
We pretend that you do it?
Yeah.
We can do that.
All right, I'm going to taste. I have to figure... Because we're not sure if it's a booger or not.
I think we can pretty much 99%.
99%,
it's
but I have to
booger.
Taste it.
I don't know. Do shriveled boogers have taste? Do they?
It's only one way to find out.
All right, let's do it. Going in the mouth... Oh, just do it, man. Just do it. He actually put it on his tongue, my shriveled booger. He actually did it.
Oh,
well,
I meant to just pretend to do
but
that.
You
it
did
was
it.
On my tongue.
How was it? Booger?
No, didn't really have a flavor.
All right.
Kind of made me want to vomit, projectile vomit. But... No, I would say there's no real way to confirm by taste.
Okay.
We're relying on
I think
on
sight. By sight, we can confirm that it definitely
through
was
forensics
an old
booger. We could, but we through obviously
forensics.
Don't have that equipment yet.
Yet.
Working
we'll,
on it.
We'll get that. See, we could use that right about now.
Yeah. But anyway, so mystery of the missing boogers.
They're there. They just have amazing stealth skills.
Yeah. Ninja.
They are ninja.
Ninja boogers.
They're ninja in their...
Disappearing.
Yeah,
they're really good
they're
at
good.
It.
They're good. Hey, I got a question for
yeah.
you. I am trying a new facial sort of styling.
Okay.
I kind of have the...
The patch.
The patch
goat,
here.
The goat patch.
What do you think? You think it looks okay or do you think it's desperate?
I don't know. Your hair on your face is kind of light still.
Yeah.
I had the patch for a long time. When you first knew me, I had the patch. I've had the full goat for
uh-huh.
so long now that
it's a beatnik patch is what it is.
Yeah, it's the beatnik patch. I had one of those and they're cool. I think it needs to be thicker.
A little bit bigger.
It's a little thin. It's about an inch long patch going from his bottom lip to his.
It's actually not. I shaved up here, and it's actually just at my chin. You can see I don't have a
yeah,
little
have
thingy
that.
Here.
You need to, if you're going to go, it needs
a
to
little
be
bit
more
and
full.
Long with the lips.
Yeah, long with
all
the
right.
lips. If you can. See, this the part of the facial hair that grows to the bottom right and bottom left of the corners of the mouth is, I believe, the last stage in puberty. The last part of facial hair to come through.
I'm fairly confident that I can. Elise, we're going to take your comment on this. The beatnik patch.
Shaggy patch from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
He was a beatnik, though.
He was, yeah. He's a hippie beatnik.
That's good. The shaggy
patch. Think
the
shaggy patch? That's good. I like that. She says the shaggy patch. I think that's good.
It's the shaggy patch.
On me, stylish, desperate. Desperate, honest.
And she is a girl.
She says that. I guess it's got to go.
Patch has got to go.
I can grow it. I just don't because I don't think it looks that great. I'm going to turn around now. I don't like fashion tips. No. She says that, I don't know if the mic can pick her up, I doubt it. She says that if I grew a full goatee, like Isaiah has, that I would look like the evil villain from all the old shows where he would tie the girls to the train tracks. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't that a greasy Italian man with a long curly mustache who used to twitch it like so?
I'll get the two of you.
Yeah. And he plays with his mustache, his little curly cue.
Yeah.
Little thing. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, you'd look a little evil.
Yeah,
you'd
look like Shaggy.
It's all right. It's
I'm just wondering if it's...
I think you should grow what I did. I grew all of my facial hair out for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
and then from there, you could trim it up, and kind of see how it looks.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll see. I think we'll go with it. You think it looks okay? I just don't want to come across as, oh my God, look at that kid. Because I don't like it.
Gene doesn't shave.
I don't like the shaven face. I don't like feeling clean and smooth.
Did you get a haircut recently?
No, man. I'm going to get a haircut next week.
Okay.
I just woke up.
Okay. It's not bad. Your hair's pretty good length. You should gel it.
Yeah, I was going to gel it. Actually, what I want to do is I want to do like that. I'm thinking about maybe growing it out really long.
This is the part of the show where you're like,
yeah,
we should really wind it down here because I don't like where we're talking. People stop listening.
You think this is about where we've had some good stop listening?
We had some good topics.
See, this is the part of the show that I like, though.
I know you like it, but I even whenever I listen to it myself,
it's bad.
I can hardly listen to it.
All right, so we'll stop talking about that.
Yeah, but I think that's it for this week.
I think we're done.
30, 40 minutes. What are we at?
Don't say 34 because you know that we're going to play the song in the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
So we're actually looking at about 36.
36 minutes. So comment on the song and the show and ask us more questions, anything. The more questions we have, the more we will have to entertain you with the next time you listen to this show.
Absolutely. We love the questions. We love answering the questions. It's good for our ego.
Mm-hmm.
It makes us feel like...
we're doing something useful with our time.
Yeah, and I think we could potentially be the next Dr. Phil. Except, not stupid and fat.
More Loveline, less Dr. Phil.
Oh, you think we could do Loveline...
It'd be Loveline with two Adam Carollas.
And no Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Yeah, so all witty comments, no actual helping of people.
No. Someone calls in with syphilis.
Adam's always just like, well, you lazy bum, go and chop your wiener off.
It's true. That's what he does. All right. I think we're going to head... And actually, one quick side note. Actually, we took our little sort of spadoinkle thing. Actually, I modeled that after Loveline. If you listen to Loveline, they always say mahalo at the end of every single show.
Mahalo.
Which is Hawaiian for something.
Adam Carolla style.
Anyway.
Right.
So that's what we do.
Do that, eh?
We do that. What are you doing?
Jimmy Stewart style.
Sean Connery style is what it is. Daffy Duck. Isaiah has a really good Daffy Duck impression.
Daffy Duck.
Oh, Donald Duck.
Correctly.
Yeah. Sorry, we're Donald.
Nah, it's really loud over the microphone.
Just do it.
I don't want to. We'll add that sound clip again.
All right, we have a really weird sound clip.
That's going to play any second now. Thanks for listening. Leave your comments.
Yeah, please leave your comments. We enjoy them. We like them. Leave the comments on the new and improved intro song.
Yes.
complete with background music of a real sort. And we'll hit you guys up later.
All right. Spidoinkle.
Spidoinkle, guys.